Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hello, I'm Liz Rogg, and I am from Decorah, Iowa. Made a long journey to come here to this beautiful place, Holden Village. Been here for about a week. I was asked to come and be the village musician for the week. And, well, I don't usually travel so far to sing with people, but that was an invitation that I could not resist, because I know that the people of our country and the people of each community, those that are long-term and those that are put together for a week or two at a time, such as in this place, are longing to sing together. And there's a big old movement going on in our country and also in other places that have been very influenced by the Western formal music scene. And much gratitude to all the people who work hard and practice and do performances that make us melt in our seats because they're so beautiful. That is an amazing thing. But it's a different thing from the kind of everyday singing, raising up songs just because they have to be sung, because something is happening that we need to sing to. That is the way of our ancestors before music became formalized. And I am part of this movement that is looking across at the formal music and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And over here, we're going to raise up songs that everybody can sing, that needs no education, that just comes from people because we're humans and we're born singing. The fact of the matter is, in our culture, about 85% of the people have had some kind of musical wounding that's happened to them when they were a child around singing. Some, perhaps a music teacher, well-intentioned, has said something that was accidentally hurtful, or they didn't get into the choir that all their friends got into, or their uncle said something unkind to them about their singing, or they were caught singing at the top of their lungs in great joy and somebody came in and told them to stop that racket. And while criticism of our musical ability with an instrument is something that feels it can be fixed by more practice, a criticism of somebody's singing voice goes right to the soul, because the voice is the muscle of the soul. And often a person will stop singing at that moment that criticism comes. So the community singing movement is about lifting us out of that and helping us realize that we don't, any of us, have to have a certain kind of voice. It's about us giving voice and blending it with the people around us. We talk about how singing in community is half or more than half listening. We need to listen to the others around us, and we need to use our own voice and blend those two together. And isn't that what we're all trying to practice in our communities, in our lives, in our families, is the ability to listen and also to voice what's inside of us. The singing movement that I'm a part of is called the Ubuntu singing. And Ubuntu is a word that means I am because we are, in the Swahili language of South Africa. Archbishop Desmond Tutu gave his blessing to the people that are making all this stuff happen said that Ubuntu is definitely the right word for this realm of singing. And there is a particular branch of it that is called music that makes community. This is a realm of Ubuntu singing that is specifically for the churches. It was started about 11 years ago by an Episcopal priest and a Lutheran pastor who were in California putting together a service of worship that involved darkness in the sanctuary and movement. People needed to move about the sanctuary for this particular special service. And candles, each person holding a candle. And a new song that hadn't been sung before that had been written specially for the service. And the song, therefore, was on a piece of paper so that people could read those words and those little bouncing around notes on a staff. And the service didn't go well. It was obvious that it wouldn't work, right, with darkness and a song. And afterwards, the two pastors said, why does all our music have to involve pieces of paper that people are looking at? They had no notion to get rid of the hymnal and not sing the beloved old songs, but they longed to sing where people could just look up and be very present in the song. And so they got together a whole bunch of church musicians, composers, and asked them, they put them in a nice resort for 5 days and said, write us some songs that people can learn without looking at a piece of paper, songs that can be taught easily on the spot with few words and simple tunes that are beautiful and exciting. And thus was born music that makes community, paperless singing for churches. And it is flying across our country. Wherever someone brings in this paperless singing, the people of the parish go like, wow, that is what makes me feel so alive. And let's remember that so many people don't read music, perhaps can't even read those little words in the hymnal. If we're trying to be inclusive in our church communities, we need to make the music, which is part of the engine that holds us together in community, we need to make the music accessible to all. And having paperless singing is the most excellent way to do that. So I'm really excited to be able to say that people can go to the website of Music That Makes Community, and there you can learn songs, and you can learn about the MMC, as they call it, Music That Makes Community, gatherings that are held where lay people from your church or pastors or church musicians can go and you can go and be part of this, and you can learn how to lead songs in your church. A lot of the songs we call pocket songs, because you can have them in your back pocket without even having anything written down, a virtual song in your back pocket. I'm going to give you an example of one right now. This is a song that is handy to have in your virtual pocket if somebody is departing. It goes like this. Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Na 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 na. Another way that we gathered this week at Holden was to talk about songs of comfort and healing. We might sing, courage, Sandy, You do not walk alone. We will walk beside you and sing your spirit home. Courage, Sandy, you do not walk alone. We will walk beside you and sing your spirit home. The main thing is to not wait until you've become the perfect singer that you always had meant to be. To take your voice as it is, your ears as they are, listen well, and spend time singing with your people. And bring those songs to other people. Don't wait till you got the most amazing director. Don't wait till you've practiced for 2 years. Don't insist that you have harmonies. Take what you have and start using it, because it's a really beautiful gift that we have to use with our voices. So, if you're looking for some resources for bringing community singing into your community, look up Threshold Choirs with Kate Munger. Look up Ubuntu Choir Network. You can look on songsforthegreatturning.net. Songsforthegreatturning.net. You can look on The Bird Sings. I forget what the last part of that is, but The Bird Sings. A woman named Lisa Littlebird has a website with lots of songs that you can learn there. Music That Makes Community also has lots of songs that you can learn from their website, from YouTubes. Those are some resources to get you started. In closing, I would like to say that I've been longing to sing with people in this way, where everybody is part of the circle. Everybody feels welcomed and knows that their voice matters. Everybody knows that we're not just singing. We're practicing the sacred art of making community through our vibrations, our hearts. I've been longing for that my whole life, and it's only in the last handful of years that I could say that we are getting there. We need to sing. We need to dance. We need to make beauty together in order to hold it all together while we figure this world out. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.